In this episode, you'll discover how to find hidden gems within your podcast and leverage them for better engagement and faster growth.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time, gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like, and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. Hello, my name is Anthony Maneri.
I'm Tig O'Shea.
And look, mate, we spoke on Wednesday about analytics. I feel like we're turning into nerds, number nerds, little geeks.
Love them.
How to use analytics to grow, right?
We even did some public maths recently and didn't even have to point out to each other. We were just in the groove of it.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, it's one of those things where we spoke in the last episode about a second piece, which was looking at how do we look at our data, our analytics, and decide which topics that are worth exploring more of on the show and which are worth eliminating. Most people are very confused on the direction of their show, what to cover, what not to cover. I lie. Most people don't feel confused because they have so many guests coming onto their show. However, they don't really know if it's working or if it's not. They don't know how to really improve it and gauge what types of guests to have on and what types of guests to not have on, specifically based on data, not on feeling, how we feel in the gut and what feels right, but based on data. And we gave a very clear process called the Trend Spotter that you can use to analyze your back catalog and identify what topics are trending and get the highest downloads and those that are not. And the process was simply categorizing all of your back catalogs into 4 to 5 categories, working out the average downloads for each of those categories and how many times you've covered each of those topics within the show. And you'll be able to clearly see how many times you've covered maybe a popular topic or not popular topic. And that will tell you where your holds are or which topics are really popular, but you haven't covered much of, and which topics are maybe not so popular that you've covered loads of. So now we know where to put our energy. But within that, Tig, I felt like we left people wanting more probably. Bit of a cliffhanger, because now that we have this data, let's say I had a business podcast and we were covering marketing, sales, operations, and leadership, right? And leadership tended to be the one that's most popular. What do we do with this now?
You know what? There's probably a million things you can do with this, but we don't want to give you too much. We want to just give you stuff you can actually implement today right after listening. So let's just go through a few of the big ones.
We want to get the juices flowing. That's what we want to do, right?
We want to get the juices flowing. That's right. So number one, well, who are your most successful guests within the popular topic? And can you invite them back on? Most guests want to guest as much as possible. So normally this goes down pretty well. And if you know it as a fan favorite with your listeners, or maybe they actually just brought listeners, you have to see if they stuck around, but that's another story. Why not just rinse and repeat if you enjoyed the conversation and so did your listeners? There'd probably be a different angle you could, there would be a different angle you could provide. Maybe you can do a part two, a sequel to what you discussed. Again, there's so many possibilities with this. But basically, what I'm trying to say is the most popular guests you've had, you can always invite them back on. That's one great thing to do. On the other hand, maybe all your most popular episodes are solo. That tells you something in itself, right? Maybe you should do more solo episodes if you're 50-50, but your guest episodes never do that. However, you might be thinking, yeah, but I can't invite them back on. What do I do with that? And the answer is you can simply recap your solo episodes. Just the exact same principle of inviting the guest back on. Invite yourself back on to share some value on the same topic, right? You might be able to do a part two to the solo episode. You might be able to recap what we find works really well for our clients who don't have much time but want to increase their output is take a solo episode or guest interview, basically a longer episode, 20 minutes plus, and just do a 5 to 15 minute recap, just giving your main takeaways from that or really just summarizing. And if you want a perfect example of what this looks like, all you have to do is go a little bit further back to our episodes from 2023 and watch or listen to any recap rundown, which was our Friday episodes, where we did this exact thing to get more content out. So, you know, completely doing what I'm telling you with our Wednesday episodes. So we took our longer ones, we recapped them in shorter form, and we found it to be pretty good. The feedback on it was great.
And Tig, you mentioned something there that I thought was actually interesting that we didn't explore. And this is off the cuff, but you mentioned if we know that leadership is the most popular topic and they had solo episodes and guest episodes covering leadership, ask yourself, which are more popular? and then just do more of that. If you realize, oh, your solo episodes tend to do really well, then just do more solo episodes. And let's say, and this is where the experimentation needs to start kicking in. Let's say you've only got guest episodes talking about leadership. Well, again, maybe you can experiment with you talking about leadership and exploring that topic in various different ways, different angles, sharing your own story and seeing how those perform. Because again, it's a trend spot. We're seeing the trend and seeing, okay, great. We know what the topic is. Now, what type of content works best, solo or interview? Which does my audience want? See, this is a game of you improving constantly. So the next thing that you can do, and this is one that's going to save you a ton of time when you're busy, when life's just happening and you can't get any episodes recorded. You can simply look at those popular episodes that are really performing well. And if you're busy, strapped for time, and you want to just still put out content, still keep consistent, not breaking that habit, you can just repurpose an old episode that previously performed well. And we've often found with clients that when they do this, the episode performs significantly better. It's very odd, right? The same piece of content performs significantly better. And that's because a lot of your listeners back then wouldn't have heard the episode, but also because you've gained a lot of momentum along the way and tons of new listeners have come along. So actually repurposing old content that's done well and has proven to work is incredible.
Perfect. And I think that ties us off nicely. So let's recap, because we really did get the juices flowing, right? I feel like we kind of few ideas linked to others. Let's summarize. So overall, the aim of this exercise, which you should definitely do if you haven't already following our Wednesday episode, is map out your content. So map out all of your episodes into the categories that you cover. So again, example, business show, maybe all your episodes come under one of four categories: marketing, leadership, sales, or lead generation, right? And let's analyze which one of those are the best and double down. So let's say leadership is the most popular topic by all means, right? Then what we do is we look and see, well, is there a trend between solo episodes or guest episodes? Does this data indicate that I should do more solo or more guest? And maybe your answer lies there. That's where you can start experimenting. It doesn't just have to be one or the other, though. A great way to double down, regardless of whether it's guest or solos, is just to repurpose those episodes, repurpose those ideas, invite the same guest back on, do a part two, recap the episode in short bite-sized form by yourself, given your main takeaways. Republish that episode if you ever need to take a break. So these are the dots that most podcasters are too busy or too in the nuts and bolts of running things to really connect. And ultimately, this is how you find hidden gems in your podcast and leverage them for faster growth.